this is Karen Tallcat Conley, psychic medium and creator of Tallcat Psychic 101 Monday.
Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And again, we're having another nice evening. Tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, so around half past or so in the hour, we'll be going to the Lightship to have physical healing done. And if you're new to the program, the way it works, you're taken up out of time physically. You're been on the Lightship walking around. Remember, you're just a vibration, so the Lightship created you, and this is how you go to the Lightship. Same process Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So this is what we do. And the Lightship is here for the ascension process. So we'll see if Sylvia is out there in cyberspace. If you want to add anything, Sylvia, you can. Are you out there? Hello.
Hi, everyone. It's Saturday night, and welcome to the program. It's wonderful to be with you. Looks like we have a few people hopping onto the fast chat already. So I'll just briefly mention that in case any of you are new tonight, and that is if you'd like to communicate with us during the program, you can go to the Creation Lightship page from the BBS schedule page and just scroll down a little bit, and you're going to see a beautiful light being, a picture of a light being on your monitor screen. And just below that, there's a link for BBS Fast Chat. And if you just click on that, it'll bring up a window for you where you can type in your name and whatever question or request that you have, and or comment if you want to talk about anything that you experience during one of the healings or while you're on the Lightship. Please go ahead and just type that in. We'd love to hear from you. And I guess for those that might be new to this program, I'll just comment that what's a little different about this program than others is that although there is talking about spirituality and various, you know, questions and answers, also we have live healings throughout the hour, and that way you can actually just experience some of these divine energies that are coming to us from the Lightship, which, like Ron said, are also the divine energies that Jesus was using when he was doing his mission on the earth. So just sit back, relax, go into your heart center, and enjoy a beautiful evening of divine energies with the Lightship. So I guess I'll just turn it over to you, Ron, and maybe we can just get started with an entity clearing for everyone.
Okay, so just sit back and relax. On almost all the shells, you do an entity clearing unless you're bringing the divine energies right away, and then they normally chase them away too. So we'll just do this for you right now. So we're going to work with the bottom of your feet, going up to the top of your head. And again, just relax here. You might want to comment on the fast chat if you feel any energy changing inside of your body or on the outside of your body. You might have maybe an ache or pain leave you. And now we're working our way up and going to the top of our heads here. Remember, these are energies that should not be with us. They come into us and do strange things. Have us do strange things, want to experience life through us, so this is what they are. Just emotional bodies of people who passed on, and they're looking for a body to live in. And if you're not home, who is? And they are, so we can have hundreds, if not thousands of them inside of our body. And remember, it's up to you to protect your body so that you're able to have entities released from you, because your spirit knows how to do this. So it's up to you to be self-empowered yourself to release the entities. This is one thing that everybody should be doing daily, if not hourly, and just get them out of your field so that you can live a more peaceful life. And we're energized right now, the light being too. Watch your monitor screen if you would. Just scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar, and you're going to see the light being become activated here. And I think we're going to bring in the male energies tonight. And they're coming in right now. They come in groups of three. Wonderful. They're coming in. I'm going to bring in more of your spirit back to you. And we're going out to find the different parts of you that left through your particular trials and tribulations, fear, anger, whatever you dealt with to make your spirit leave your body. And we're going to bring those pieces and parts back to you. Remember, once they get traumatized, we don't want to come back typically. So we have to cleanse them before they come into your energy field. So here we go. Coming back. So one, as they come in, you may feel your body get heavier. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Do a chakra alignment. Just going to go to all your chakras right now. So we're from the bottom up, I guess. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And they're all in alignment right now. I'm going to open them up for you if you wish. So you can have more healing into your body. Heart center. I use the word spin to increase the energy. So spin. Open. Throat chakra. Spin. Open. And third eye. Spin. Open. And going down below the heart now. Your power chakra. Spin. Open. Second chakra. Spin. Open. First chakra. Spin. Open. Next we're going to do the mind to heart drop. So think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, 1st floor is your heart. And we're going to drop that energy body down, your mental body, down into your heart center. And you should feel like your thoughts are now going to be coming from your heart center area. This is what's being called heart-centered. So here we go. You may feel your thoughts coming out of your chest area too here, so as it resonates inside of your body. So we're dropping down like an elevator, 10th floor to the 1st. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So here's some music. Stay in your heart center now and connect with your divine self and your heart center, your spirit. Thank you. Okay, we're going to energize the male light beams right now. And we'll bring in a couple more teams here. So we'll bring in three teams total, which will be 9 light beams into your room. Your room should get very electrified. So here they come. So we're just increasing the energy now. Ask them to come in a lot stronger. And we have some requests here for different types of healing. So the ones that requested healing on the fast chat for, in a sense, dark side energies, etc. What I'd like you to do now is just to request that with this light beam on the picture here, and there will be 9 of them with you to help you in this process here. So here comes the light beams. I'll just count to 10, and they'll come in pretty strong here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And a little bit stronger, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, great. I'll just mention a couple things briefly that you might be interested in. All of those of you that are listening that may have a pet or pets, cat or dog or anything, that as we go to the lightship, they are welcome to come with you, and they really typically just love to have the healings on the ship and get very relaxed. And it's very beneficial for them, so you're welcome to bring those along. And also, let's talk just a little bit about how it is that healings take place and how you can make sure to receive that energy as you do go to the lightship when we go in a little while. And one of the things that we talk about on the program is that you have to ask, make sure to request your healing from your heart, because the divine always sees you in perfection. So, Ron, can you talk about that a little bit and kind of give people an idea of what they can do when we do go to the ship?
Yeah, the first thing is that you definitely want to be in your body. So you don't want to meditate and go out of your body. You want to be fully conscious, because the energy needs to be transferred down here also, as your being, we'll use the word being, back and forth continuously. So when you're on the light ship, your frequency of who you are, the physical body template is actually reconstructed. And you're there just like you are now, with all your clothes on and everything else. And during the process, you are up there also talking, probably using mental telepathy, to the light beams and requesting your healings. And like you said, Sylvia, the light only sees you in the present moment. And so they don't judge the past or the future, because the future has not been created yet. And so when they see you, you're perfect, and it's up to you to request a healing, because that means that you want to move from one stage of perfection to the next stage of perfection. So you want to change your blueprint into something else, and that's allowable by them, because you're creating your next reality. So in your next reality, you want to have a physical change. On the light ship, that happens instantly. Now, what happens down here is the fact that most people are full of densities, and these densities, we could use the word trauma there, and this emotional baggage that we have given to us by our ancestors that we're trying to heal in this lifetime is preventing us from having a healing. Because when you come back each time from the light ship, this emotional baggage and trauma and densities wrap around you, and it takes the healing that you've had, and it caused the healing, the process of why you want a healing to begin with. And so if it's not released from you, the mold that you step into, we'll say on the earth plane here, is still formed, and you step into that same mold again. If you have worked on yourself emotionally and released your traumas from yourself, then you have a very good chance of having a healing. Now, that's provided that you're in your body all the way. So remember, your spirit is the conduit that provides you with the healing down here on the earth plane. On the light ship, you're fully materialized with your spirit 100%. But down here, if you're only 20% in your body, the most you're going to be able to expect is 20%. Now, if you have entities with you, they'll start to rob and steal that spirit energy that is used for healing away from you. And so that may only give you a 1% healing. So you may say, gee, I went to the light ship and I feel a little bit better, but it didn't fix me. Well, that's because you have not worked on yourself to release the densities and to be in your body more fully. This is the whole process. So I hope that answered the question about healing and how healing takes place. So if you've worked on yourself, or maybe you don't have an issue with a particular thing and you have a miraculous healing, I've had many of those come to me on emails. So, you know, if you're still looking for one and you haven't worked on yourself, I'd recommend having some clearings with me to get rid of that emotional density. This is what I always recommend first, is to clear out that. And that also takes away the imprinting of your spirit. So remember, when your spirit's wounded because it's imprinted by the emotional traumas, this is what you go through, which they call a past life review. You have to get rid of the traumas out of the spirit. So if you reincarnate in wholeness again, if you still have a wounded spirit, then how can your spirit be the conduit of the divine to you to heal you? It's impossible. So the whole system is very simple once you realize how it actually works. And, you know, the light ship never created judgment. And so this is what we're dealing with down here. And this is the reason why people have problems with their bodies, is because they have too much judgment stored inside of these energetic bodies that leaks into the physical. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. Ron, I'll just mention to you, there are quite a few different requests on the Fast Chat for specific types of healings, and I'm not sure which one you want to take up before we go to the light ship, but I'll just mention a few of them, and then you can see if that's appropriate for now. We had one request, which was for a cording release.
Yeah, I can do a cording. That's no problem here. Some healings are more difficult than others to do, and they won't be as, you know, as perfect as like a cording one. So this is why sometimes I don't do healings, because the energy is just too much to bring in, especially for everybody listening who has difficulties. So here we go. This is for cording. So I'm going to go back 5 days from now. And here we go. So 5 days ago, and I'll just do it slowly here so you can actually feel the energy leave you. There may be people listening who are very in tune with their body, and they can actually feel energies shift. So here we go. 5 days ago, so sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see what we have. We had someone requesting for a disconnection from mind control.
Okay. That is no problem here.
Okay.
So the light beings are going to help with this process here. They do almost all the healings from the light ship here. So I'm going to count to 10, and at 10, you should feel yourself like in a bubble, the energy around you. If you look at something right now, you can actually probably sense the energy coming to you. as if you're taking energy from it, or maybe you're trying to hold the energy back. But after this clearing here, in 10 seconds, you're going to actually feel like you're in a bubble, and the energy will not be affecting you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. The healing is completed. So you're out of mind control, out of the energy of EMF radiations and everything else around. You're in your own bubble. And just sit back and relax, and you can just see how your body is actually feeling. We can do our energy healing on heart energies right now. So here we go. And we're just going to take out energies like cordings, which could be also somebody giving you negative thoughts. Remember, what we're dealing with here is mind energy. All the healings that the light chip is providing to do for you is only because you're in mind. You're in the mind energy, and the mind energy has judgment, and the judgment is what's being stored and actually preventing you from living a long life. And they never created mind energy, and this is why they're here to help us, because we somehow got into mind energy and we can't get out of it. So here we go. We're going to work with this energy right now in your heart, and I'll count to 10 as we release the energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. You might want to breathe in, exhale, and we're going to bring in some peace energy into your heart center here, and I'll put some music on during this process here. So here we go. Take a nice deep breath. Feel that peace go through you from these light beings as they transmit pure light energy, which has no judgment into you. Think, remember what it's like to be in source energy, or to be innocent like a child. Sylvia, back to you again.
Okay, great. So, yeah, we have a comment from Ray about his dog, Honey, and as soon as she heard Ron's voice and he said light ship healing, she came right away, it sounds like. So that's great. Yeah, the pets do love that. And, you know, I think pets also respond really well to the emotional clearing. You've done several of those, quite a few pets actually, haven't you, Ron?
Oh, yeah, lots of pets. Somehow people will want to have their pets heal before themselves. What I love doing is to do the emotional clearing on the pets. And all of a sudden, you know, most, say, dogs or cats, you know, they only live to maybe like, you know, 10, 15 years of age. So they're not here in as much trauma as we are, naturally. But you know, when I do like a dog or a cat, and they're like maybe 5 years of age, and they've experienced maybe traumas, maybe as a young kitten or a puppy, once that's taken away, their whole personality changes. And they're not judging like we judge, so it's a lot quicker and faster to work with an animal to get the results than it is with a person, because they're just more open to healing, because they don't have any particular belief systems. They just, the healing comes in. I worked with one couple. They had a cat. I'll just explain this real quick here. It's kind of funny. The lady had a cat for, I guess, quite a while, and then this gentleman moved in with her, and they had a nice relationship going, but the cat was always afraid of men. So the cat would allow the man to feed it, but whenever the cat would see him or any other males or anybody in the house, it would take off. So the cat was very skittish. So I happened to be at his house and did this clearing, and within about a half an hour after clearing the cat's emotions, the cat actually came up and walked into the room, which completely shocked him completely, and just kind of like lay down in front of everybody with like no fear. So that was quite something. But yeah, animals are very nice. Remember, one lady got on one of the conference calls that we had, and then she also, I believe, had a session where we actually fixed the eyes of her horse. But anyway, I have many, many stories of animals. But yeah, they definitely work. And remember, they don't hold on to the judgment. So when they go to the light chip for healing, they don't have all this baggage like we have. And so the healings work perfectly. And this is why it's so easy to have these healings take place. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. I know we have a request, someone wanting to remove spells and curses. That may be a little bit more than we can get into right now with just a couple minutes before going to the ship, unless you feel differently, Ron.
Yeah, no, I'm not prepared for that one, not at this time. Some healings I just won't do because of the energy that it takes to remove things. So I actually feel the energy instantly, and I'm not willing to go in that direction right now. And I'd say if you do have spells and curses, then definitely you want to book a private session with me to get them released. So the fact that you're bringing it up means that you have them. So definitely do that, because it would be very worthwhile on your part, probably. And the sessions are about an hour in length.
Okay, great. Well, we have a request for a sample of the emotional and the mental clearings. That's something we could probably do now.
Sure, let's do a emotional clearing. So here we go. So we'll go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And take a deep breath, kind of see how your body's feeling. You should feel, if you look upon a situation in your life that happened within the last 5 days, that it should feel very distant to you. Where before it would probably be aggravating you, or you, when you thought about it, maybe you had some kind of physical reaction to it. It could be anger, and it could also be fear. So that these clearings are sample clearings, and this is why the light ship does them for everybody, to show you what they can actually do instantly for you to help you. And this is why they're not 100% completed either, because the light ship has to go from this present moment, whenever that time would be, back to your complete conception. And then it's 100% through that lifetime of your experience here. We'll do a mental body sampling. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. And I have a brand new clearing that we're doing here. And I'll do that one tonight here. And this is called a judgment clearing. So everybody take a deep breath and hang on. This is normally, for what I've done so far with people, this is a very heavy clearing. So you're going to feel a lot of tension and stuff being released from you. Remember, I say that our physical body is like a judgment factory. So here we go. 5 days ago, cleared. Boy, 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. Like weigh about 500 pounds right now. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. I'd like you all to get up and walk around a little bit. Maybe take 20 steps and come and sit down again if you would. To actually feel the energy shifting now in your body. Because that's part of the healing, is to recognize that the healing took place. And you have to change the energy. And moving around is a very nice way of doing that. I'll put some music on here and see you back in about 2 minutes. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, that was wonderful. We have a comment from Kyle and Adriana on the fast chat saying just felt like they lost 500 pounds there.
So. Oh, that's where it came from, huh, Kyle?
That's great.
You want it back?
Well, you know, when you have those judgments released from you, it does feel like actual weight is lifted from you. I'm sure everyone can relate to that feeling of relief, so that's wonderful. I can only imagine what it would be like to have the whole lifetime of judgments cleared. That would be amazing. So it's just past the halfway point, so maybe just before going to the ship we can just talk real briefly about what people can expect. I know we have certain people that are regularly listening to the program that are seers, that are able to actually see the light beings and the light ship when they go to it, but that's not the case for everyone, and it certainly doesn't mean that healing isn't taking place. A lot of people feel the energies, don't necessarily see it, but Ron, can you talk about, even for those that maybe don't necessarily feel it, how it's still working for them?
Okay, the first thing, you don't have to have any belief at all, whether or not you're going to the light ship or not, or whether or not you believe it's going to happen to you. Remember, because that's your mind down here talking. Remember, the mind was not created by the light ship. Now, when you're on the light ship, then your heart is talking. So it's not your mind energy. And so, if you have a problem at all, your heart will describe to the light beings in the light ship what you need, and they can tell you what they can do for you. And then you're at free choice at that time to decide, you know, what type of healing you'd like to have. And you select your doctor teams. There's different races of light beings on the light ship. So it doesn't matter whether you believe or you don't believe down here. Some people believe that if it's printed in ink, you know, on a piece of paper, that's the truth. Well, that, you know, that's, there's a lot of pieces of paper that way that don't contain truth energy. But on the light ship, it doesn't make any difference whether you believe or you don't believe. you're there. So if you wish to have a healing and you just kind of say, well, I think I do, that's all that I need to have acknowledged, and your energy will be connected with by the light beings, and your spirit is making the connection for you. And I will say one thing, that the only time you can go to the light ship is when you're live with me, either on one of my conference call phone calls or with me directly as I'm talking to you. The light ship has special protocols, and there's no one on this planet at this time that has those protocols to go to the light ship. Not even Princess Diana had those, so her mission was completely different. So my mission here is to help people for healing, and we're ready to go. So if you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring up, just think of them now in your consciousness. And we'll go up slowly to the light ship. For the seers who are online listening, you're going to be able to more than likely see the wonderful, beautiful white light tunnel, like a fog, like there's like a little mist in there. So we're going up here. I'll count to 10 slowly, and at number 10 we will be on the light ship. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we're there. So what's actually happening to you up on the light ship right now, you're kind of looking around, wondering where you are, looking at different things. The light beams are coming over to you, and they use mental telepathy, and they're talking to the whole group who's up on the light ship right now. We're seeing each other. And at that point in time, they make us feel comfortable, tell us what's happening. And our physical body naturally has no fear energy into it, because the fear body is no longer with you on the light ship. And neither are your emotions, and neither is your mental body. So what you have there is heart energy. So once you understand that down here, then this is how it works on the light ship. So right now we're having our body scanned. And the scanning is to find out about our DNA in our body. And they check out our RNA, and they find out what is physically wrong with us, along with us telling them what we think is wrong with us. So we're going into the orientation room right now. And this is where you're at complete free choice to either want to have a healing or not. And we're talking now and conferencing with these particular light beings, the one that we choose to talk with. And this is where you actually start to see different extraterrestrial races. Remember, they're created here on the light ship. So there's ones that look like us, ones that are taller and shorter. There's also like mineral spirits there. There's dolphins, there's whales, and there's all different types of beings that are in the creation of light that are here to help for ascension. And we're at free choice now, so all of us have picked our teams that we wish to work with, and they have also told us what our physical problems are. You may or may not know that information down here. It just depends how you're able to process the information. So we're going into the first room now. And again, I said this is your free choice. And the first room is pretty standard for all of my conference phone calls. And this room is the hot tub room. So we're in a hot tub now, and we all have our own hot tubs. We have our individual doctor team, so the energy is never mixed on the creation light ship. And we're in a colored gel now, which is golden in color, beautiful gold, highly reflective, and this is helping to detoxify our body. And we normally go into a special room, which is used to release and help us with physical pain in our body. So we're in this room right now. There's many, many different types of modalities of healings, and we're able to, again, sample and check out which ones we'd like to have. Remember, we're out of time on the light ship. Here we're in time, there we're out of time. So they can take their time, which they created us in, and make it whatever time they or we need to have for a particular session. So what I'd like you all to do, if you have pain in your body, request your healing now. And just think of it inside of your head if you wish. If you want to talk out loud, you can. And you may want to move your body maybe every 15 seconds to a half a minute and just see what kind of success you're having. So here we go. Okay, they're now working on our lungs and our heart. And we're in a special room where we have different types of healing oxygen. Right now we're having the oxygen, which is the number 12, coming to us. So I'll just count to 5 as you want to breathe and exhale a few times here. And you can have number 12 oxygen down here to actually experience. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, there we go. So I'll put some music on momentarily. You might want to move around a little bit, just see how you feel. You may feel a little bit lighter. And take a few deep breaths. Allow this energy of oxygen to come into your body for healing. Okay, so y'all should feel a little better. We're going into another location on the Creation Light Ship. And we're going to go into the room where the dolphins are. This is a lot of people's favorite, is the dolphin room. And it's a large pool of water. It's silver, sparkles like diamonds, and we're going to have 3 dolphins coming to us. And we're in that water pool right now, and the dolphins are with us. So I'd like you to actually put your hand out in front of you if you wish. And you're going to find that you're going to feel a presence. Just have your body tell you where the energy is. And because your body knows. And move your hand up and down and back and forth, and you should actually feel the texture of the dolphin. For me, it's very, very slick. And this is what you're feeling here. And some people give me emails and say, yeah, I tried that, Ron, and the hair in my arm stood up on end. You know, so something must be happening, you know. I couldn't see it myself, but that's what my body was telling me. Yeah, and this is all true. So this is happening to you, even though you may or may not believe this. Remember, your belief has nothing to do with going to the light ship. Once you say yes, you're there. Okay, and now we're going into another location. And we're going to go into the silver waterfall. This is used to help to cleanse your auric field around you. It helps to do also physical healings to your skin. So again, just request your healing. Remember, they always see you in pure divine perfection, so you want to take your divine perfection right now where you are and change it into another divine perfection. So this is what you wish to do. So here we go. We're in this beautiful room with the silver waterfall. And for those who love to have plants and like to have flowers around, we're going into a room which is like a large garden. And it's a flower garden. And you may actually smell the smells from the light ship right now in the room where you are with the beautiful flowers. And there's some honey up there which we can partake with. Maybe have about a half a teaspoon of honey. So we're having that right now. And you might find your saliva changing. So I'll just let you experience this here. And again, we're breathing another oxygen. This is number 18. So enjoy and see you back in a minute or two here. Just request your healing. Now we're going into like a forest setting, and in this forest are, it looks like small little animals. Let me just see what they might be here. Okay, we have some squirrels coming over to us, and we're laying down on this plush grass right now, and little squirrels are now coming over to us and running over our bodies doing their little healing work on us. Each divine being knows a particular healing art, so they're running all around us. See you back in a minute or two here. And again, request your healing. Room where they can help us out with our immune system. So again, request your healing. In this room, you might feel your body temperature increase slightly. And if it does that, that's pretty standard for this room. Another room where they have just plain water, It's again the silver water that sparkles like diamonds, and this is the healing water. So we're going in here, and you're going to see the presence, the spirit energy of Saint Bernadette, along with Mother Mary. I'll bring those two energies down here for us to experience. So here they are. They'll come in through the light beam on your monitor screen. Okay, next we're going into one final room. This is where your spirit was created, so you may actually physically see your spirit. And again, I'll count to 10 as your spirit walks into you down here. And you may feel that presence energy. So here we go. This is your divine energy of who you are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This is love comes walking in. Back from the light shift, so we're going into the orientation room. This is where we actually initially picked our doctor teams, and your healings are between you and them. And we're now having our animals and pets come to us. We're getting ready to come back down, so I'll do this slowly here. And we're also getting our bodies that were in quarantine. So if that's new to you, what happens is if you have any bodies that come up with you that's attached to the physical that are not a, say, earth-based body, like your mental and emotional and feeling bodies, but there are bodies that were created to make your body function. And if those bodies are corrupted, they go right into quarantine. This is where they get placed if you have a problem. So I do a special clearing for this session also for the bodies that go into quarantine. So here we go. Being joined with everything now, and our animals and pets are now coming with us. And I'll just count to 10 slowly as we come back for the seers that are on the line here at being able to actually see the white light tunnel. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're back here. Okay, Sylvia, I'll just turn it back over to you. What I will say is we have our four-hour ascension call coming up September 20th. So if you want to talk about that, Sylvia, you can. That'll be on a Saturday here.
Sure, I'd love to talk about that for a minute. So that is a very special once-a-month event that happens on usually the third Saturday of the month. So it'll be the 20th this month, and it takes place from 1 p.m. Pacific until 5. And even though it sounds like a long time, the time just flies by because, as Ron has said, you're actually out of time and when you're on the light ship. So on the other hand, while you're on the light ship, you can sort of be there for as long as it takes. So it's a wonderful opportunity to have a nice long time there to receive healings, like you went to the various rooms tonight. But on that particular call, it has kind of a special aspect to it, which is the ascension preparation. So there are wonderful rooms that they take us to for special healings, and often the light beings will actually create a specific room just for that particular call to help with something related to the ascension process. So it's quite a wonderful opportunity, and it's very easy to do. Most people like to just get a speaker phone so they don't have to hold a phone to their ear, and they can just relax, you know, sit or lay down or walk about their house with their speakerphone, and the time just flies by, like we said, and it's just absolutely wonderful. It's one of the favorite activities for people that are doing the lightship clearings. So I hope you'll join us for that. And I guess we actually are out of time for tonight, so I hope everyone had a wonderful experience on the lightship. And I'll say good night and blessings to everyone, and turn it back over to you, Ron.
Okay, and we'll have the male light beings energized here for the next half an hour. So at half past the hour, they will leave your monitor here. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and our next show will be this coming Monday at 4 o'clock PST. So blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening.
Good night, everyone.